This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS, the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Brought to you by Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM, your nonprofit community radio station, online at prp.fm. And brought to you by KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm. Also brought to you by X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM, online at xray.fm. This is the Student Hour.
Hey, it's Corey with KBPS, and I'm here with my boy.
I'm Nate.
He's Nathan. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about some football, yeah! The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl this Sunday. What's your thoughts on that, Nathan?
Pretty excited because I go to my uncle's house to watch the Super Bowl, and he makes really good food.
Who you got, the Niners or the Chiefs?
I want the Niners to win because the Chiefs did it last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really don't like the Chiefs, so I'm really hoping the Niners win. I was really hoping the Lions would go, but unfortunately, they lost to the Niners last minute. They lost like a 20-second lead or something like that, or 20-point. Sorry, yeah, 20-second reel. But they lost a 20-point lead. But hopefully, Brock Purdy, you know, comes and saves the day.
Is he pretty good?
Yeah,
I watch a lot of football.
He's pretty good. He in 2022, he's Mr. Irrelevant, which means you're the very last draft pick. So people really thought. I mean, I watched him in college. He went to Iowa State, I think. Wow, I can't remember now. It was Iowa or Iowa State. I think it was Iowa State. But he was really good. I don't know why people kind of thought he was garbage, because he's not. He's a really good player. He was
like Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
You know about him?
Sure. He was a third string quarterback for the Niners, and then I think last year they both got injured or something, so he started playing. He started doing really good. So now he's obviously a starter. And then the other two quarterbacks are playing for garbage teams now. But I'm pretty stoked. I think the Niners deserve it. I don't think the Chiefs deserve it, because let's be real, the Chiefs kind of played like garbage this year, and they're the Chiefs, and no one cares. It's like, oh, cool. It's like the Patriots all over again, almost. Or the Cowboys in the 90s, or the Packers, or the...
Rip Bill Belichick.
He's alive still.
Yeah. Well.
What?
He looks pretty old.
Yeah, he is pretty old.
You never know, man.
Well, the Patriots kind of went separate ways. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that he was trying to join like the Seahawks, the Commanders, some other teams. A lot of teams said no, because Bill Belichick is kind of one of those head coaches that needs to control everything. So yeah. I think he's going to retire, or some really garbage team's going to pick him up. Like maybe the Panthers even rejected him. I don't remember. Anyway, this has nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
You know, speaking of the Seahawks, you ever really like observe the patterns that birds fly in? Like, you ever?
No. What does this have to do with football?
Because you said Seahawks. I thought of birds.
Seahawks aren't a bird.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. It's the top of a totem pole or something. I don't even remember.
It's a hawk. It's a bird.
It's not a bird.
Well, anyways, I think it's funny that we have seagulls around the campus. It's like, why aren't you at the beach, Teddy?
Bro, what does this have to do with the Seahawks?
Are we supposed to be talking about football?
Yes!
Is this what your little project's about?
Yes, I have to show it to Principal Wilson.
Ooh.
Anyway, The Chiefs, I don't think, deserve the win. But they're probably going to win. If they win, the NFL's scripted, bro. Because Taylor Swift is there. And that's like a good marketing strategy to get a ton of people to like watch the Super Bowl. It's like, oh my god, Taylor Swift, blah, 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 blah. Like, who cares? Anyway.
Nobody gives a hoot.
Yeah, my dad doesn't like Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce. I can't say what he thinks about them on here, because we'll get fined. But he really doesn't like them. They're kind of, that one word starts with a D.
Yeah.
because I don't know. I think they're kind of rude. Like, they both treated Josh Allen kind of poorly, like, when they were playing him, like, during the end of the game. Basically, Patrick Mahomes, at one of, like, in one of the, you know, normal weeks, he said that, like, a play that wasn't called, that really, that shouldn't have been called anyway, was, like, you know, he's basically complaining to him. It's like, bruh, they won. Like, stop complaining, bruh. Like, they won fair and square. Like, whatever. And then same with Travis Kelce. He pretty much was like, I'm surprised you guys got to the Super Bowl or the playoff or whatever. Or the wild card, I think they lost. No. Playoff, sorry. And I was like, wow. Okay. Cool. That's, like, really rude.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Yeah, Jason Kelsey's awesome, though. Have you seen that video?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That was so awesome. That was actually at the Bills game where Travis Kelce was being the one where it starts with a D.
A mean person.
Yeah, being a mean person. They also, like, kicked all the kickers, like, stuff to the side because they think they're, like, better than the kicker.
Bruh.
Like, bruh.
Dumb.
Anyway, hopefully the Niners win. I like the Niners more than the... Then what do you call them, the Chiefs? Why did the computers turn off?
It's fine.
Uh-oh.
No, it's chill.
Anyways, that'll be it. I was here with Nathan.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And, toodles. It's hard to find an end to something that you keep beginning over and over again. I promise that the ending always stays the same, so there's no good reason in me. Can't be your friend, can't be your lover, can't be the reason we hold back each other from falling in love.
Good day, listeners, and thank you for listening to the Student Hour. My name is Zip, the Chief of Music, and we have a special song review for you today. The legendary Billy Joel released his first song in 30 years and debuted it at the Grammys on February 4th.
He's one of the best-selling artists of all time. 160 million records sold. 33 top 40 hits. He sold out Madison Square Garden over 100 times. For 22 years, Billy delivered hit after hit. And then he just stopped.
The last time I wrote a song, it has to be 30 years ago. And a lot of people have asked me, why did you stop writing? It's because I didn't want to. Some people maybe, you know, they have a great time with it. I kind of suffer with songwriting.
You can't be Billy Joel and be done. You just need to find the magic again. I'm Freddie Wexler, and I love Billy Joel. For my 35th birthday, my wife made it her mission to try to get me to meet Billy Joel. And eventually she found a doctor who knew another doctor who once knew Billy Joel. Somehow he got him to agree to meet me.
So I said, okay, I was gonna go have lunch. I'll talk with this kid, and then that'll be that.
When I got there, it was pretty clear that Billy had no intention of spending any time with me. He ordered clams on the half shell and a BLT to go.
The place we went to, they have great clams.
A 10-minute lunch turned into 2.5 hours, and we became unlikely friends.
And then as time went on, he was starting to get me to think about writing a song and recording. It took him a while to talk me into it.
It took 2 years.
You want me to try singing this?
Yeah, what do you mean?
The guy was, and I don't want to say relentless.
I was relentless.
And I did a recording, and I listened back, and I didn't hate my voice, which I usually do. When I go out in the studio and I sing, and then I come back and listen, I'm like, oh, that's me again. So this is actually the first time I'm doing it in 30 years. The whole point of doing what I do was because it was so much fun to do when I first started. I kind of lost that after a while. Freddie got me to find the joy in it again.
This audio comes from CBS at the Grammys. His newest single is called Turn the Lights Back On and was produced by Freddie Wexler. Let's take a listen.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change, I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. plastic I'd forgot somehow. Time can make you blind, but I see you now as we're laying in the darkness. Did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? Stuck on a hill, outsiders inside the home that we built. The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. I'm late, but I'm here right now, and I'm trying to find the magic that we lost somehow. Maybe I was blind, but I see you now as we're laying in the darkness. Did I wait too long? Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn?
On is a somber yet hopeful ballad that feels like an amalgamation of things that made Joel's music stand out. The use of piano is reminiscent of Piano Man, with it invoking both a sense of regret and memories of a better past. The lyrics are as emotional as the majority of Joel's discography, with there being an overall theme of wanting a second chance. The song by no means breaks new ground, but is a nostalgic trip for any older fans of Joel's work. There are different ways to interpret the song and its meaning. The story represents a long relationship that has gone cold, or maybe it's Joel's way of questioning whether or not he still has the ability to make more music. I'm late, but I'm here now, and I'm still trying to find the magic that we lost somehow, Joel sings on the track. Joel mentioned in an interview with the Rolling Stones that he's never going to say never when it comes to making new music. This is Zip, the Chief of Music from AM 1450 KBPS, and thank you for listening to The Student Hour on KBPS, X-Ray, KBOO, and PRP.
To hide, but I can't find one. It wouldn't feel alive outside. I can't find my fear.
Russia has signed a contract saying that they want to investigate and allocate funds from their prior territories, including Alaska. This could even end up with Russia trying to reclaim Alaska. And in case you're unaware, Alaska was sold to America by Russia in 1867 for $7.2 million, which was a lot at the time. It makes sense that Russia's trying to pull a power play like this, considering their prior conflicts with the U.S. And with Russia being in the Russo-Ukrainian war, it makes sense why Russia is trying to file through people's pockets and get some extra money so they can fund their endeavors. I have two people here to talk with me about this issue. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm James.
My name is Travis.
It's a good idea that we just talk about this for a second, because it's kind of a big deal. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, this is a massive deal, because, like, well, who in the U.S. is just willing to give up Alaska or any part of the land? This is basically just starting another war over just losing.
Right. I mean, it could happen. I think that they're really just trying to take money from the U.S. and then use it to fund their war with Ukraine.
One of the things I also want to say is I don't think U.S. is going to sign a contract this easily saying, hey, we're going to investigate. I want to buy your land. I don't think that he's going to even get through with the investigate the land so we can buy it from you stage, because we've been enemies since I don't know how long.
But it's a Cold War.
Yeah, Cold War. I'm wondering if it's going to happen again. And plus, if we lose that state, we're going to have to change our flag for, I don't know how many times we changed our flag. I know a couple times.
We've changed our flag like 15, 20 times.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to change it again to be 49 stars instead of 50.
And I don't want to change that because I like our flag how it is.
Right, and it's going to take like a whole team to figure out how to change the flag.
Not only that, we're just super unlikely to give up this piece of land in the first place.
Yeah. Another thing is that, reminding me, we brought up the Cold War. Russia also removed themselves from the... Okay, during the Cold War, Russia and America used to test nuclear bombs to see which one could make a bigger explosion. And recently, they signed a contract, sorry, a while ago, Russia and America signed a contract saying we can't test nuclear bombs because it's ending up with being too big of an arms race. So recently, Russia pulled themselves from that contract, right? So now they can test nuclear bombs and see which one makes a bigger explosion. So they're asking for an arms race. But it feels like, to me, what it feels like is they're trying to get people to go to war with them so that way those people have less allies, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense considering they instigated the war in the first place.
It seems like he's, like, crazy for, like, power and land. I think that's what he's doing, which a lot of people have been saying. Like, he started this war for one reason only. It was for him retaking land and gaining power. Since he started the war, we've cut off a lot of stuff with even Russia, not army-based, just trading-wise. And he's trying to gain everything back that he lost. He's like, Russia gave us the pencil. We bought the pencil from him for a very expensive pencil. Nobody should pay millions of dollars for a pencil. But do you understand the fact is they gave us the pencil, which we bought from them, and now they want it back. And
why should we give it back? We bought it.
We bought it, and since the Cold War, I don't think we're going to give up a land such as Alaska. Huge, by the way. Bigger than Texas, I remember?
Yeah, it is. It's like one-third the size of all of America.
So,
not including Alaska, obviously.
No, including Alaska. Alaska by itself is like a third the size of America.
And I don't think we're ever, even if it came to this, I don't think Alaska and, like, the U.S. and Russia are going to split Alaska half and half. I don't think that's going to happen, even with the amount of money they have. We love our money. Of course we do. But I don't think it's going to happen because it's just too much money, way too much land. And I'm talking about, it takes about, I remember researching this, two Alaskas to fill up almost the whole U.S.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very large state. I think that one reason why Russia is doing this is because, or Putin specifically, is because he is desperate. Russia kind of, I've noticed a little bit of a pattern the past two, like, revolts they've had, where the Russian, like, prime minister or president goes to war with somewhere because there's about to be a revolt and they need some kind of win. So I think Russia was planning to fight Ukraine because they are like about to see a revolt or like the, how do I say this? His popularity has decreased. So to get more popularity, he went to fight Ukraine because he thought they wouldn't be able to fight back. But they're winning now, so it makes sense. And I think that this recent move has been him also trying to just take more power to get more support. But it's really seeming to backfire.
There's another thing I just realized about that. You know how, like, Texas is hating on Mexico and, like, cutting off the border and stuff, like, building that wall and stuff?
Yeah, and how Texas is also fighting against the U.S.
Right, to build this. Not about that, but give that as an example. Let's just say the deal went through, but it was cut in half. What does traveling look like between Alaska and Russia?
I think that's a good question. We're going to probably end this here. But if you want to call in and give us an opinion, you can call us at 503-916-5101. That's 503-916-5101.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Student Hour. My name is James and I'm joined here with my co-host.
Hey, I'm Joe.
And today we're going to be covering something that Joe, you know a little bit more about. I heard that you guys went up to, where did you guys go to again?
We actually went down to Corvallis. And though Corvallis. I do know a little bit about this, we actually have two amazing guests with us today. Tell us about the Ocean Bowl. Now, Benson sent two teams down to Corvallis for the Salmon Bowl. And we came back with a first place, third place, and sportsmanship trophy. So with me is the captain of Benson's Ocean Bowl team, Agatha. Agatha, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and then also Marty, who was on the B team with me. Marty, say hi to everyone.
Hi, I'm Marty.
Thank you both so much for being here with us today. Now, Agatha, why don't you tell me about what Ocean Bowl means to you? We've heard a lot that you've been doing Ocean Bowl since you were a freshman. Why did you get started in Ocean Bowl?
Mostly, I mean, initially I started because I was interested in joining a club. I looked at the list of clubs and I sent an email to Ms. Zambrano and she was the only person who responded to me. So I joined Ocean Bowl. And then through that, I sort of discovered that the ocean is just really interesting. There's a lot to know about it. There's so many facets of like technology and research from like everything from marine biology to climate science. It's just such a vast field and there's so much to learn about. And so it's been really easy to fill 4 years with learning about it.
What would be your favorite like ocean fact or ocean subject within the deep blue wide expanse that is the ocean?
I think it's interesting that vampire squid are technically not either a squid or an octopus. They are a more, oh my gosh, what would the word be? Primordial, I guess, version from before that group of cephalopods diverged from octopus into octopus and squid.
That's pretty cool. Now, Marty, why don't you tell me, you hadn't really had as much time in Ocean Bowl as Agatha had, so what was it like to be competing in the Salmon Bowl down in OSU?
Well, it was definitely pretty stressful because I didn't know much. I didn't really know what to expect, and I was like really hoping it wouldn't be like super serious, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was actually really fun, and there was a like awesome group of people there. I really enjoyed it, even though I was only there for like a year.
Yeah, and you ended up on the third place team. Pretty crazy, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was not expecting that at all, but we did it and we pulled through and did a good job.
Yeah, well, congrats, Agatha. Now, what does it mean to you? Because you were on the first place winning team. How much did that mean to you to be able to win first place?
I think it was really cool. My freshman year, I also did Ocean Bowl, and we won first place in sportsmanship. And it was a sort of a team of all seniors, and I just sort of felt like I had ridden their coattails. And to go back my senior year and win first place was really exciting. I felt like I have actually earned it this year, which was nice, you know. It felt good to do it on my own merit rather than someone else's.
Definitely. Now, any final thoughts, anything you feel our audience or listeners should know about Ocean Bowl, or anything you want to say after that amazing victory down in Corvallis?
I think it's sort of proof that you should just go out and pick something to do. You know, you don't have to commit to it for 4 years like I did, but it's good to go out and try new things. I think everyone on our team, both teams even, none of us were super into the ocean when we first joined Ocean Bowl. And I think that being on the team together has sort of all brought us together in ways that wouldn't have been possible otherwise. And so, you know, even if Ocean Bowl isn't the club you pick, you should go out and do something with other people.
Cool. Marty, any last words from you?
Basically what Agatha said.
Well, Marty, Agatha, thank you so much for being with us today. Once again, my name is Joe, alongside my co-host, partner,
James.
Amazing person, James.
Thank you so much for that fantastical outro there.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Well, stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour. We'll be back with Miss Sombrano, the Ocean Bowl coach, soon enough. Thanks for listening.
Hello, listeners. This is Chilahoa Susk here with
Jose.
And we're about to talk to you about people's plans for this upcoming Valentine's. Now, as you know, Valentine's is a pretty gray type of day sometimes because it's either spending with your significant other or rewatching a TV show, which is something I actually heard a lot about. But we took the halls of Marshall campus to talk with Benson students and staff. So, Jose, what do you plan on doing?
My plans for Valentine's is just spend it with my family.
Nice. You guys having like some like chocolate or like, I don't know.
Actually, my mom might go on a date with her fiance for Valentine's, so I don't know that far yet.
Funnily enough, I heard someone else's parents are going to Olive Garden for Valentine's Day, so let's hope she doesn't go there. But yeah, what I'm doing, I'm going to take my girlfriend out to Humdinger's. It's a local pizza place here, and it's amazing. If you're ever here in the Lent area, go to Humdinger's. But that's enough about us. Let's take you to the Benson community and what they're planning on doing.
My name is Mr. Guth. I am the government and economics teacher here at Benson. I do not typically celebrate Valentine's Day in the traditional sense, but it is also Oregon's birthday. February 14th, 1859, Oregon became a state. So I'd like to just think about that on that day.
That is a really good fun fact because I didn't even know about it. Did you know about that, Jose?
I did not know about that.
That is a really good fun fact. So happy birthday, Oregon.
Happy birthday, Oregon.
Yeah, my name is Alberto Plata, and I'm the Escalera coordinator. So essentially, I'm a mentor to students.
Nice. And what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Honestly, I've talked to my fiance about it. We're just going to be home watching movies, eating snacks. But the next day, we'll go out to eat for dinner. We just don't want to do it on the 14th because it's busy everywhere.
All right, I'm Chilisusk. I am here with
Jaden.
Hi, Roberts.
Nice. And can you tell me your grade?
I'm a sophomore, grade 10.
And what are you doing this Valentine's Day?
I'm going to take my girlfriend out to dinner and buy her some flowers.
Ah, sweet, sweet. You decided on flowers you're getting?
Probably some roses, you know? Or maybe something else. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't looked.
You doing single or bouquet?
Oh, we going bouquet.
Yeah, bouquet all the way. Yep.
I'm Ethan Zasyatkin.
And what grade are you?
I'm in ninth grade.
And what are you doing this Valentine's Day?
I'm probably gonna get some Chinese takeout food and then have like a horror movie marathon, you know?
What are you doing for Valentine's Day? Could you give me your name and grade? And tell me what you're doing.
Are you gonna be writing this down?
For
Finn Leggett. I'm a junior.
Nice, and what are you doing Valentine's Day?
I don't have any plans.
I heard your buddy Joel has a birthday. You going to do that?
It's at my house, so I guess I'm going.
I'm Joel Susk, here with Jose from KPS, and we're going around asking people what you're doing for Valentine's Day. So just give us your name, your grade, and what you've been doing.
Hello, I'm Kai. My grade is the second grade before the end of high school. I'm not quite sure what that is. I think it's junior. Junior, yes. I am a junior. And I don't often do things for Valentine's Day, but I have heard on the wide range of the internet that self-care is important and taking care of one's mental health and all that stuff is a thing. So I'm planning on doing that. I'm a sucker for romance novels. So I'll be doing that to keep in with the Valentine's spirit.
Wow, that is a lot of things people plan on doing. I hope they all have fun out there with their activities. Again, I'm Chilohoa Susk.
And my name is Jose.
From AM 1450 KPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour. KPS, PRP, KBU, and X-Ray. And have a happy Valentine's Day.
This is the Student Hour, student voices for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Now aired on Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM and PRP.FM, on KBU 90.7 FM and KBU.FM, and on X-Ray, KXRY 107.1 FM, 91.1 FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hello everyone, I hope you're doing well. My name is James, and on the day that I am recording this, it is January 23rd, 2024. So for many of you, you'll be listening to this a little bit later, and I just kind of wanted to play some music for a specific topic. And for those of you who've listened to my Student Hour segments before, you know that I like to kind of review a couple albums, you know, take a peek at some artist discographies and more. And today I wanted to look over a very particular artist discography who we recently lost, David Crosby. So David Crosby passed away on January 18th, 2023. That was just about a year ago, and 5 days ago marked the exact date of his passing. And in memorial of him and to celebrate his big legacy, I'd like to play a couple songs from him when he was a member of the country rock superstar group is what I'd like to call it, CSNY. And for those of you who don't know what CSNY stands for, CSNY was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And that was David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young. And those were the four members, with Neil Young, I believe, being the most popular, but David Crosby being a very influential member in the band. And the first song that I wanted to play from you was actually completely written by David Crosby. This song is called Guinevere.
Guinevere had green eyes like yours, milady, like yours. She'd walk down through the garden in the morning after it rained. Peacocks wandered aimlessly underneath an orange tree. Like
Silent harmony. We shall be free.
Once again, that was Guinevere by David Crosby, a member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young. And, I mean, I think the reason why I love this song so much is just, he's very gentle, you know, like, it feels very homey. And I think that the reason why maybe I have that sense is because this was actually one of my mom's favorite groups, country groups, and she listened to their music a lot, so it's very heavily ingrained into my mind. And yeah, this was a very heavy loss. I'm very sad to have lost David Crosby. We lost a lot of great artists this year, and among them was David Crosby. But the next song that I wanted to play for you guys was, I was kind of debating between the two on which one I wanted to put next. But I think that the next one that I'd like to play is Wooden Ships, and this one's actually one of my favorites. It's a little bit longer and a little more sullen, but I really like the song, and I hope that you all do too. So next up is Wooden Ships.
Thank you. something everybody everywhere does in the same language. I can see by your coat, my friend, you're from the other side. Just one thing I got to know.
Sister, then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away where we might laugh again. We are leaving, you don't need. South on my shoulder, I guess I'll set a course and go.
Once again, that was Wooden Ships, and this one was a little bit different. This is by not only David Crosby, but also Graham Nash. And the two of them collaborated on a few songs as they were in the same group together, you know, it's to be expected. But this is by far my favorite song. It's kind of got like a funky little feel to it. It's a bit of a, I don't know, it puts me in a good mood, you know. I like to start my day off with that, you know. It gets me in a good mood, gets me in the right mindset to start my day. It's the perfect length, you know, for a little car drive somewhere. Honestly, I could go on and on, but I will spare you the details on my day-to-day routine and just get you guys to the last and final song that I'll be playing for you today. And this song is a little bit more popular, so you very well may know it. This song is called Helplessly Hoping, and it's a little bit more of a melancholic song, and I really enjoy it, you know. It's very interesting. I really enjoy how simple, I mean, I guess simple isn't the word that I should use, but I'm going to continue using it. I guess how simple the songs are, but they are just imbued with so much passion, you know. And this is Helplessly Hoping by David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash. Hope you guys enjoyed these songs. These were a big staple in my childhood, and I really hope that they, you know, maybe you guys have heard a couple of them, but if not, I'm glad to have shown you some new music. Maybe hopefully you guys will check some of it out, check out some of their discography. I would totally 100% recommend it. It's all fantastic, and all the songs that I showed you today were all only from David Crosby, and of course with collaboration with a couple other artists, but I would definitely recommend checking out Graham Nash and Stephen Stills and Neil Young as well while you're at it. So that's just about going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. My name is James, and you are listening to The Student Hour.
Where am I supposed to go? I'm pausing myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around.
Hello, listeners. Please, my name is Kamara from AM 1450 KBPS. Today I'm talking about Portland's housing crisis. Portland, Oregon is facing a severe housing crisis. With rising prices and rents forcing many residents to struggle to find affordable housing, the city has seen a surge in gentrification, with longtime residents being priced out of their neighborhoods. The median home price has skyrocketed to over $400,000, and the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is now over $1,500. This has led to an increase in homelessness, with many residents being forced to live on the streets or in shelters. Despite efforts to build more affordable housing units and implement rent control measures, the crisis continues to worsen, with many fearing that Portland is becoming unaffordable for all but the wealthiest residents. My name is Kamara from AM 1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, KBU, and X-Ray.
You're listening to the Student Hour, student voices from Portland for Portland, powered by AM 1450 KBPS. Please support our partners at PRP.FM, KBU.FM, and X-Ray.FM.
Hey guys, this is Josh from AM 1450 KBPS. And today we have a really big game for the girls team against Jefferson High School. And this game could potentially get us into the championship. And also, so the PIL title is also on the line for this game. So we're going to go into it tonight, and then we're going to interview a player and also interview, like, maybe a spectator that's, like, watching the game and see what they think. And, yeah. All right, so who am I here with?
You here with Kamari.
All right, Kamari. So where we at right now?
Yeah, we at the Benson and Jeff game.
All right, yep. We had the Benson versus Jeff game at Marshall Campus. And who you think going to win?
Sure, I think Jeff is going to win this game for sure.
For sure.
So, I don't know. Benson is showing out, so.
Yeah, bro. It's like 29-21 right now.
Yeah, it's a hard game to decide from.
Yeah. Are you a hooper or not?
Yeah, I used to hoop.
A retired hooper?
Yeah, I'm a retired hooper. I play for fun, though.
All right. Thank you, Kamari.
That's no problem.
All right. That was Kamari. And that was, like, a really good game, because, like, we were watching the game. It was, like, Benson kept on, like, Benson won, but, like, Jeff, like, kept on, like, trying to catch up and stuff, but Benson just wouldn't let him. So it was a really good game. And, yeah, like, the score was, like, it was crazy, because, like, it would be, like, they would be, like, super close to catching up, but then, like, Benson would just keep on going up and stuff. So, like, yeah, so I think it was, like, a really interesting game. And the score was also a pretty good score, too. It was, like, 63-56. So that's also crazy. Like, they were pretty close, I think. But it was a really interesting game. So let's get to one of the interviews with one of the players. Who am I here with?
Ebony.
You had a game yesterday?
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, it was really good. We won.
That's good. Wait, so does that mean that y'all won?
I think we tied for PIL. Yeah, but it was a big win.
So, yeah, so you could tell it was also a good game. Like, as she said, it was, like, a big win. And that's good for Benson, too, because now we're tying PIL. So that's good for Benson. And, yeah, my name is Josh from AM1450 KBPS. Thanks for listening to the Student Hour on KBPS, PRP, Cable, and X-Ray. And hope you guys come again.
My name is Sydney with AM 1450 KBPS, and today I will be talking about Taylor Swift at the Grammys. The 66th annual Grammy Awards happened on the 4th of February, and if you're not aware, the Grammys are the biggest night in music history. The stakes are high as artists prepare to duke it out to see who wins the sacred awards. Among the many nominees, Taylor Swift was nominated in six categories, including Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. And if y'all haven't noticed yet, Taylor Swift has had an incredible last year with her album Midnights and the highly successful Eras Tour, which grossed over $1 billion. As the star was accepting her award for Best Pop Vocal Album, her 13th Grammy, she announced her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, would release on April 19th.
Okay, this is my 13th Grammy, which is my lucky number. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I want to say thank you to the members of the Recording Academy for voting this way, but I know that the way that the Recording Academy voted is a direct reflection of the passion of the fans. So I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years, which is that my brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. I'm gonna go and post the cover right now backstage. Thank you, I love you, thank you.
Following the announcement, Taylor dropped the album cover on Instagram featuring her laying on a bed. Pre-orders also went live on her website, including a special collector's edition CD. Personally, I will make sure that I review The Tortured Poets Department when it drops on April 19th. Thank you for listening to The Student Hour on AM 1450 KBPS, student voices from the city of Portland.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more info, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart, KBOO Community Radio. Support KBOO online at kbu.fm and X-Ray. Support X-Ray online at xray.fm. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to The Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. The Student Hour is produced by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project 99.1 FM KPRP LP Portland, your nonprofit community radio station online at prp.fm, and KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm, and X-Ray KXRY 107.1 FM and 91.1 FM online at xray.fm. And thanks to our listeners like you, this concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. That's kbps.am.